Good morning, Mr. Buffett, Mr. Munger. My name is Gary Rådstrom from right here in River City. I've been a shareholder since 93 and have loved every minute of it. Recently, there's been medication available to reduce cholesterol. My doctor even gave it to me since mine is kind of high. Every time I hear what you like to eat, Warren, it makes me wonder what your cholesterol level is. Or if you even worry about it. I think everyone here wants you to be with us for a long time, so have you considered taking this new medication to reduce your cholesterol level?
Yeah, my doc, I do know the number, and I don't remember. My doctor tells me it's a little high, but if he says it's a little high, it means it isn't that high. he always tries to push me into making a few changes in my life. I've got a wonderful doctor, and I was lucky last year because I hadn't been in to see him for about 5 years, and due to those guys cost a lot of money. I mean, and due to purely an accident, a reaction to some other medicine I was given when I was out of the city, he got a hold of me, and then he shamed me into having a physical, and it was extremely lucky because I had a polyp in the colon that would have probably caused trouble, you know, within a couple of years. I would say that if you ask my doctor, he would want me to make a few changes, but he would also say that my life expectancy is probably a lot better than the average person of 70. You know, I have no stress whatsoever, zero. You know, I mean, I get to do what I love to do every day, you know, and I'm surrounded by people that are terrific. So that problem in life just doesn't exist for me, you know, and I don't smoke or drink or, well, we'll end it right there. And so, if you were an underwriter for a life company, you would make me considerably better than average. You'd rate Charlie better than average too. And I'm sure that, you know, it could change it slightly, perhaps on the probabilities. You know, if I change my diet dramatically or something, but it's very unlikely to happen. Actually, when my mother got to be 80, you know, the most important thing in life in terms of how long you live is how long your parents live. So I got her an exercise bike when she got to be 80. She put 40,000 miles on it. And I told her to watch her diet and do all these things. And I mean, she lived to be 92. So, you know, she did her share. And I helped her do it by giving her the exercise bicycle. So that, I think that improved my odds at that point. Charlie?
Yeah. I have a book recommendation which will be very helpful to all shareholders that worry about Warren's health and longevity. And that's this book called Genome by Matt Ridgely, who was for years the science editor of The Economist magazine. And if Ridgely is right, Warren has a very long life expectancy. There are very interesting correlations between people who cause stress to others instead of suffering it themselves. And Warren has been in that position ever since I've known him. And the figures that Ridley quotes are awesomely interesting. It is a fabulous book. Of course, I'm recommending a bestseller, but they're selling it in the airport. It's called Genome, and you'll feel very good about Warren's future if you agree with the science of the book.